Continued Saudi bombardments are threatening peace talks among the Yemeni warring sides. The Saudi aerial escalation has left many people in Yemen wondering whether the talks can be taken seriously. Meanwhile, as our correspondent Muhammad Al-Attab reports, many Yemenis suspect that the United States is using the talks in Kuwait and the UN-brokered ceasefire to divert attention from its deployments to Yemen.
The latest Saudi aerial bombardments in Yemen have cast doubts on the feasibility of peace talks in Kuwait. Many here tell us they want the national delegation to suspend participation in the current negotiations. They described such talks as a plot to prevent the nation's armed forces from conducting reprisal operations deep inside Saudi territories, which they say forced Riyadh to call for Kuwait talks.
The intensifying Saudi airstrikes and warplanes hovering over our heads indicate that Saudi Arabia is not serious about ending its war on our country. They are only buying more time to find new ways for achieving their goal after the numerous defeats they suffered. But we tell them that in case that chance for peace is lost, they will pay a high price.
Yemenis are also outraged by recent U.S. deployment in southern parts of the country.
If the United States wants to fight Al-Qaeda as it claims, it should not have sent warplane carriers to the Bab al-Mandab where Al-Qaeda does not even exist. It should have instead stopped the Saudi war in Yemen. There has been evidence that Al-Qaeda militants have been fighting alongside Saudi coalition forces. It's our turn to show them that Yemen is the graveyard of invaders.
On Saturday, the chairman of the Supreme Revolutionary Council, an interim government authority formed after the resignation of ousted President Hadi, strongly denounced the U.S. occupation of Yemen. Muhammad Ali al-Houthi said Yemenis are able to fight Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups without outside help. Many observers believe that Al-Qaeda has thrived after Saudi-backed forces took control of southern areas. Experts want the current peace talks to be given a chance. They warn the Saudi and U.S. action would jeopardize any chance for peace and would further worsen the situation in the war-torn country. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.